York Region is praising the province increasing its baseline funding to public health units. The province is returning to a 75-25 split with municipalities to fund public health, reversing from a 70-30 split changed in 2019. Public health units will also get an annual 1% funding increase over the next 3 years. We appreciate the provincial government's continued commitment to building a stronger public health system, York Region Chairman and CEO Wayne Emerson said in a statement. Consistent, stable funding for public health means we continue to play a vital role in supporting the health and well-being of York Region residents and communities at all stages of life. York Region public health experienced shortfalls when the province changed the funding formula in 2019. The move caused concern for public health programs, but the province added temporary funding to the sector as the pandemic hit. The funding increase amounts to $47 million across Ontario, according to the provincial government. The pandemic showed that we need a stronger public health system, and this increased funding will help to create a more connected public health system that will support Ontario communities for years to come, Minister of Health Sylvia Jones said in a news release. Emerson also said the pandemic highlighted the need for a robust public health system. He said there is a need for a vital and dynamic system that provides wide-ranging services to protect residents' health and improve the well-being of York Region residents and communities with programs such as monitoring and responding to communicable diseases. Public health also offers other key programs like restaurant inspections, dental clinics, vaccination and sexual health services, Emerson added. The province is also offering one-time funding to health agencies that voluntarily proceed to merge. The province had plans in 2019 to consolidate units from 35 to 10, but it was put on hold due to the pandemic. In 2019, plans were underway for York to combine with the southern part of the Simcoe-Muskoka Health Unit. Emerson did not directly address a merger but said they look forward to learning how the province's funding will enhance service delivery. Further details will be included as part of the 2024 budget deliberations scheduled for later this year, he said.